Adonai, I'll be like him someday.
Would you tell me what your name is?
Tell her what your name is. Tell her what your name.
He just began to try to talk to his auntie being here after a while.
Tell her.
Can't quite make up his mind to do it.
He just began.
Well, tell me, first of all, tell me what your name is.
Mary Magdalene.
Okay. And have you lived around here all your life?
The biggest part of it.
And where were you born?
White Cross.
Uh-huh. And let's see, what else? What else can I get her to tell me? what kind of work do you do?
I don't do any just around the house now. Well, I sew some for the children to go to school.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And let me see, what else can I ask her? It would be nice to get on tape. Where do the children go to school? Is there a school near here?
Well, they was going up at Maine, but now they're promoted and they're going over to Hummelville.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. How far is that? About 10 miles or so?
11 miles.
11 miles.
Uh-huh. And do you know what they want to do when they get out of school?
They really want to make a teacher. That smallest one, Gwilla, want to make a teacher. And the other one, she wanted to be a nurse.
Uh-huh. Well, either one of those would be good professions to get
Cynthia,
into.
She wanted to be a nurse.
I teach myself, so I just think there's nothing like it. You meet the nicest people, and it's just
nice.
Really enjoy
it. My baby daughter wants to. She's the 17th head for me.
Uh-huh.
So she wants to make a teacher. I wish she would.
Uh-huh. Well, I hope she does.
And then she'd make a nurse without a suit name.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's a good job, too. Helping people is always good.